Now it's time for your daily pep talk on News Radio Pensacola. Text in the show at 850-437-1620. I get knocked down, but I just keep my head up high, 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 oh, high, high, high.
Stuck on the ground, but I just keep my head up high, high, high. I'm going to do a terrific show today, and I'm going to help people because I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. When I don't have a guest in here, it's the Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I'm your host. So glad that you are with me this morning. I'm playing this song by Our Lady Peace called Starseed. Such a great intro. That whole album, I think it's the Navid album from Our Lady Peace. This little insight into my day yesterday. I got the old bicycle out and racked it up to the back of the car, and I took it out to East Bay Boulevard over there in Gulf Breeze, and I rode for about 6 miles on my bike. And I used to do this when I lived in Atlanta. I would get on the Silver Comet Rail Trail and ride for miles and miles every day, and it was one of the times in my life when I was actually thin. But I would put on this Our Lady Peace album, among others, you know, like Bad Motor Finger, Soundgarden, just these really just great, you know, rock albums. And it's, you know, I was just sitting there just pedaling away, you know, and I get all hot and sweaty, get a great workout going, and then I go home and no hot water. None. I mean, when I turned the faucet on, I had cold. And you went the other way to the hot, nothing, not a drip. So they just actually fixed it. I just got a message on my phone from the apartment complex. They just fixed it. So I'll actually be able to take a hot shower. I was not able to take a hot shower yesterday after the sweaty bike ride. But yeah, I used to do that all the time and just put my earbuds in and play something, you know, crank it up like that and just have a good workout. So what are you thinking about today? 437-1620. I only got about an hour of sleep last night, so I'm really dragging today. I want to talk about the types of rest that we can get. That's coming up here in just a moment. It's March 11th, 311 Day, one of my favorite bands, always. They were one of the first bands that I really got into when I was in high school. And this was the time when nobody else was into them. This was in 94, 95. And, of course, that's one of their hits there. I'll Be Here a While. And yesterday I was listening, I knew 311 Day was coming up and I was feeling nostalgia, so I asked my digital assistant, her name is Alexa, I asked her to play some 311, and of course mixed in the first couple songs was their probably one of their biggest, if not their biggest hit, called Amber, and you'll hear that here. There. Okay, I want to point out something because I heard it and I've always noticed this, but I really noticed it yesterday listening to it. The song slows down. I don't know if it's just Chad on the drums, if he got a little excited and rushed the tempo a little bit and fell back on the click track to bring it back down, but listen right here when it comes out of that chorus. See if you notice it. Chains I'm gonna display naturally. Right there. Oh, do you notice that? And this is an edited version even. It even goes longer and you can really tell. But I'll do it one more time. I'll go back a little bit here. Because it's grooving along. That chorus is really moving. And then all of a sudden, right when they stop singing, it slows down. Am I crazy? Listen to it. Right there. It gets me every time because I'm hearing it's like, it just settles right back in this pocket. We call it pocket, drummers out there. It's called the pocket groove. Put it in the pocket. It's just one of these things that it just always catches me. I just think it's so funny. Like, if I had recorded that, I'd be like, hey, man, let me go back and do that track one more time because I kind of slow down after the first major chorus there. But anyway, 311 Day. If you like 311, listen to them a little bit today. Give them some love. Those guys are still out there rocking. They've been around since early 90s. I think 91 was their first concert. I saw them in 95 in Nashville at 328 Performance Hall. And this little band opened up for them with this girl lead singer. Nobody had ever heard of them. They were called No Doubt. And I just remember seeing the band set up, and I was ready for 311 to play. And then here comes Gwen Stefani doing like ninja jump kicks, you know, with the microphone, and the cable was getting all twisted up, and she was like doing stage dives. I mean, it was one of the craziest shows. And then 311, of course, came out and just rocked it. I love some 311. So, all right, 437-1620. Somebody just texted in, if you put in earbuds, you miss the sound of the birds and the wind, and if you're close to the water and the waves. Well, I agree with that, yes, but I can't. If I'm just taking a leisurely stroll on the bicycle, then yes, especially on East Bay Boulevard, it's beautiful out there. You got the birds, but it was very windy, so I had to cover up my ears anyway, because when my ears get cold, it just feels like they'll just fall off my head. So I put in some earbuds, put the old hoodie over top, and then I put my bicycle helmet on top of that to keep it all down. But yes, I do agree with you. When it's a good day to just leisurely stroll, and the wind isn't whipping as bad as it was yesterday, yeah, I want to hear the nature noises, and I want to hear if anybody is coming up behind me going faster than I am, which is usually not the case, because especially when I put in some Soundgarden or some 311 or something, I'm jazzing on that thing, man. It's the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's actually Pep Talk with Jake Walker. I interview, you know, community leaders, business professionals, nonprofit organizations on the show during the Pensacola Expert Panel. But when I don't have a guest, it's Pep Talk with Jake Walker, and they let me talk about whatever I want, which can sometimes, you know, be a little monotonous because I'm just sitting here talking and talking and talking and talking. I'm going to get my little sample machine hooked back up for next week. I had to kind of dismantle my home studio and bring the equipment in to be able to make all that happen. So I did not do that this week yet because I was just so low on sleep. I did not get a chance to pack all that up this morning. How you doing today? It's 311 Day. There's many national days today. National 311 Day, which somebody texted me earlier from the previous show at 9 o'clock. I was talking about how we don't have 311 here, but somebody sent me a screenshot of a website saying that we do have 311. I haven't tried it out, but 311 is a service where you can report things like maybe a downed tree in the road or some debris in the road, maybe excessive noise in your neighborhood or things like that, you know. And instead of calling 911 and tying up the actual emergency system, this is sort of a non-emergency number. 311. So let me know if you've ever used that here in this area. When I looked it up earlier, it said on the interwebs, which, you know, Abraham Lincoln said that everything on the internet is always true. So I definitely go with him. You know, he invented Twitter. But, you know, I read that it was only in Orange County, Florida. So I don't know. We may have it here. 311. That's very, very cool. Want to also let you know about some, while I'm talking about that, 988 is our suicide and crisis lifeline. You can dial 988 or you can chat at 988lifeline.org. If you know somebody or yourself, if you have difficulty sleeping, which I did last night, appetite changes, struggling to get out of bed in the morning, which we all are with the, I mean, this could apply to anybody really, but if you're really struggling with this and if the symptoms last 2 weeks or more, then there might be something you might want to talk to your doctor about. Difficulty concentrating, loss of interest, inability to perform your daily responsibilities. Don't wait until these symptoms are overwhelming. Talk about these concerns with your primary care provider, and they can refer you to a mental health professional if needed. And I was talking about that 988 suicide crisis lifeline. There's also 211. That's a good one, too. You can dial 211, and that can kind of direct you to a whole host of different areas that you might need help with. And the service is confidential, free, and available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And of course, in life-threatening situations, you can always, of course, call 911. All right. I'm Jake Walker. It's Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. I always double introduce myself here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That was my day yesterday. I got on the bike, and man, I was feeling it. Had the legs burning. I had the wind whipping. My face was all like wind burned. And I had my Our Lady Peace and Soundgarden and 311 and AC/DC, just had it pumping in my earbuds, and I was feeling really good. And I got home, I had no hot water, but they did fix it. So thank you at my apartment complex. Thank you for fixing that. Going to talk a little bit about rest when I come back after the break. Don't go anywhere. There's actually seven types of rest besides just regular sleeping and napping that I wasn't even aware of. And I've been doing a lot of research on sleep here lately. So with daylight saving time and everybody kind of dragging a little bit this morning, I want to talk about the seven types of rest that every person needs. Coming right back up after the break. Don't go anywhere. Pep Talk with Jake Walker, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9. It's sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how. With honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be shared with friends or family. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov. So talk me,
hear you. News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Pep Talk with Jake Walker. So glad to be here with you this morning. Been getting some text about the 311 service. A texter said here, Dave said, the city of Pensacola actually operates a 311 service. Not sure if it works in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. We will check into that further, and I will let you know. What are you thinking about this morning? 437-1620. Did you get enough sleep last night? Did you know? Hey, baby, won't you? No. Every time I clear my throat, I think about that song. Did you know that rest and sleep are two different things? I kind of knew that. I mean, you can kind of just sit down and rest, but there's actually restorative rest that you can get that's different from sleep. They're not the same thing. So we go through life thinking that we've rested because we got sleep, but in reality, we're missing out on the other types of rest, and I'm going to go over those right now. The first type of rest, of course, is the physical rest, which can be passive or active. So that's really the first two kinds. Passive physical rest includes sleeping and napping, which I'm not very good at. And active physical rest means restorative activities such as yoga, stretching, and massage therapy that help improve the body's circulation and flexibility. So you've got your passive rest, your passive physical rest, just sleeping, just conking out. And then you've got your active physical rest, which is restorative activities, yoga, and things like that. Stretching, definitely very important. I knew that when I got off my bike yesterday and I had the old Gumby legs. Couldn't even walk getting in my car. The second type of rest is mental rest. This is something that I don't think any of us get anymore. Even when we're sleeping, if we're having bad dreams, we're stressed out from the day, we don't even get our mental rest. And, you know, we all know the coworker that starts every day with an energy drink or a cup of coffee or, you know, shots, those little 5-hour energy and Kratom shots. They often end up very irritable and forgetful, and they have a difficult time concentrating on their work. And then when they go to sleep at night, they always complain that they don't sleep enough because of this caffeine high that we've been, you know, so accustomed to. So we're not getting any mental rest. That's very important. So they say in this article that I'm reading from, this is their TED group, ideas.ted.com. They say, the good news is you don't have to quit your job or go on vacation to fix your mental rest problem. You can schedule short breaks to occur every 2 hours throughout your workday. Well, the first thing I thought was, yeah, that sounds really good, but I can't do that there. But these breaks can remind you to slow down, you know, not be so involved. Just take a step back. Also keep a notepad by the bed to jot down any thoughts, which, phew, man, if I do that, then I'm going to be awake all night because then I'm going to have to proofread it and I'm going to have to, you know, rewrite it because in school, it took me so long to do my homework because I would have to rewrite it to make it look neat. And I kind of write in all caps, which is really bad now because it's like I'm screaming at everybody. The third type of rest we need, and this is important too, especially with our devices, is we need sensory rest. Bright lights, computer screens, background noise, multiple conversations, Facebook, Twitter, Twix, all that stuff. Whether you're in an office or on Zoom calls and stuff like that, it just, all that sensory overload can make us feel overwhelmed and it can really wear us out mentally. And this can be countered by doing something as simple as closing your eyes for a minute in the middle of the day, as well as intentionally unplugging from electronics and social media at the end of every day for at least an hour before you go to sleep. Somebody at church last night said the 3-2-1 method, which is no food 3 hours before bedtime, no liquids 2 hours before bedtime, and no screen time or TV 1 hour before bedtime, the 3-2-1 method. I thought that was great. I'm going to try that. It's going to be hard to do because I like to drink water a lot at night, but that could be why I'm not sleeping because I'm having to get up to go to the bathroom. The fourth type of rest we need is creative rest. This is especially important for anyone who must solve problems or brainstorm new ideas and creative ideas for their job. So that could be just getting out to a local park and getting out in your backyard, just doing something outside, getting away from whatever that is that you have to put so much thought into. Get that mental rest and that creative rest by just unplugging a little bit. All right. The other one, emotional rest. This could be really important too. It means getting your emotional rest means having the time and space to freely express your feelings and thoughts and cut back on people-pleasing, not being so worried about adapting your feelings to match the feeling of the room, you know what I mean? Emotional rest also requires the courage to be authentic. An emotionally rested person can answer the question, how are you today? With a truthful, I'm not okay, and then go on. I say that all the time. People don't ask me how I'm doing anymore, especially at church. Because I'm always like, oh, man, I'm struggling. I got this. I got that. You know, my knee, my leg, my back, my marriage, my, you know, all this stuff. Getting emotional rest is very important. And if you're in need of emotional rest, you probably have a social rest deficit, too. This occurs when we fail to differentiate between those relationships that revive us from those relationships that exhaust us. So to experience more social rest, surround yourself with positive and supportive people. Not always easy to do, but if you can do that, do that. Go hang out with some folks that are just genuinely happy. Even if your interactions have to occur virtually, you can choose to engage more fully in them by turning on your camera and focusing on who you're speaking to. The final type of rest is spiritual rest, and I think this is so important because I get that on Sunday mornings. I get the spiritual boost which, you know, in a way is rest. I don't know. It's kind of weird. But it's the ability to connect beyond the physical and mental and to feel a deep sense of belonging, love, acceptance, and purpose. And if you haven't visited a local church here lately, especially in this area, we have so many great churches, so many great pastors, so many great bodies of church here and with great people. So if you're feeling a little spiritually tired, go visit a church. I recommend Community Life Church in Midway in Gulf Breeze. If you're around that area, come visit us. I play drums there most Sundays, and it's a lot of fun, great message, and it can really get you rested up spiritually. I'm Jake Walker. This is the Pep Talk with your host, Jake Walker. I always double introduce myself. Here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's the kind of rest that we all need. Spiritual, mental, physical, social, emotional. We just need to rest, especially with daylight saving time. What you thinking about today? 437-1620. I got ADX Digital coming up at 10:30. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance, but this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Armada Advisors is charting a better course.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. I had a good opportunity to talk to Michelle Salzman, Representative Michelle Salzman, about the bills she got passed this session, including the Dozier School for Boys Compensation Fund. Also, Doug Broxson, who was the Senate sponsor of that same bill and worked heavily on the $20 million compensation fund for that. Also talked about Pensacola City Council and the 3 minutes of booing that Jonathan Green, an activist trying to save the Malcolm Young gym, gave to the city council as his public comment. You can listen to all of that at newsradio923.com on the podcast page.
Working every day to get my mind right, wasting borrowed time. Where were you when I was lost, so far from dry? Oh, but honey, don't taste like summer no more. Stick around now, miss you every night. We could pass time moving.
That's some groovy stuff there. That's called Honey by Johnny Balick. I think that's how you say that. I just discovered him not too long ago. But yeah, the song is named Honey. Very groovy. A groovy song can give me some emotional, physical, spiritual rest. You know what I'm talking about, y'all? My name is Jake Walker. I'm the host of Pep Talk and the Pensacola Expert Panel from 9 to 11 here weekdays on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was talking about this a little bit at 9 o'clock. Florida State University's football team will have their band going with them to Ireland this summer. FSU will play Georgia Tech in Dublin on August 24th, and thanks to some generous fans, the FSU Marching Chiefs will be there too. FSU Director of Athletic Bands Dr. David Plack announced yesterday, actually probably 2 days ago now since the date of this story, they raised $170,000 to send the band to the game, all the instruments and people and clothing and whatnot. He says they raised $40,000 above their goal, and even the head football coach, Mike Norvell, contributed $2,500. That's awesome. The Pep Band really does a lot for the team and for the fans. I remember when I was in high school, we used to set up a drum set and a guitar amp and a bass amp, and we'd play Nirvana and Weezer and Bush and all this stuff in the stands between whistles, and it just really got everybody jazzed. So I'm jazzed about having ADX Digital coming up right after this. Don't go anywhere after the break.